been 150 years since John Wilkes Booth shot President Abraham Lincoln. Today, we go to the site of the tragedy, Ford's Theater, a National Historic Site and memorial to the fallen leader. It's brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. He was a president who loved watching actors on stage.
Lincoln was a big theater man. Here in Washington, right within walking distance of the White House, there were three. And he would come by, and if he saw a playbill and it looked like something interesting, he would go in.
Jim Lance is a former Park Service historian at Ford's Theater. On Friday, April 14, 1865, Lincoln was attending the play Our American Cousin. Everyone in town knew he would be there. In fact, 1,700 tickets had been sold, but the theater only had 1,000 seats. Booth developed his plan.
He knew at one point in this play, one man would deliver one of the funniest lines in the show. But he had to know when that line would be delivered if he's going to use that line to shoot the president.
When Booth carried out the deed, virtually no one heard the shot. Everyone was clapping and laughing. Two conspirators were to carry out murders as well. The man who was to kill Vice President Johnson got drunk instead. The other conspirator went to the home of the Secretary of State.
He got into the house by posing as a messenger for a pharmaceutical firm. The secretary was recovering from a carriage accident. He got into the secretary's room. He attempted to cut his throat, but there was a leather and metal neck brace and back brace that he was wearing, and it saved him.
Booth, meanwhile, escaped capture for 12 days until he was surrounded 80 miles south of Washington, D.C. Soldiers attempted to flush him out of a tobacco barn by burning it. One soldier wasn't patient and shot Booth, who died soon after. It's a sad part of the American presidency that took place here at Ford's Theater. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.